Joining us now, Alana Treen from Axios. She is an Axios reporter. We're going to talk to her about all things Washington, D.C. here. Alana, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Wanted to talk to you, obviously, the biggest piece of news is about the president expelling 60 Russian diplomats over the poison attack in the U.K. and getting all these other countries doing this as well, all doing this in synchronicity. Who organized that? Does the president get credit for organizing this? Who it's, you know, kind of like the March for Our Lives. Who organized it?
Right. Well, the president definitely has a huge say in this, but from what our reporting shows, it looks like his team, foreign policy, the people who are, you know, helping replace Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State, like Mike Pompeo, and others on his team have kind of was urging this response. Then again, I think it's important to note that the nerve agent attack in the UK was such a brazen attack that it was really hard for the president and for this White House to ignore it, especially since all these European countries, whether, you know, throughout Europe and Canada, have also taken a similar response to expel Russian diplomats. Another interesting point to note, too, is that the way the president announced this. So it definitely is a bit surprising of a move, given his hesitance and his criticism that he's received for not taking tougher actions on Russia before. But he did this, and he announced this through his press secretary, Sarah Sanders, in an emailed statement. He did announce this himself because he's very loath to really call out Vladimir Putin on his own and one-on-one. But this way, it was more of an administrative move rather than a seemingly personal one toward the president of Russia.
The one thing that I notice about this is, like, you know, throughout the Trump presidency, he's never really succumbed to peer pressure, no matter where it comes from, including on the international stage. And so, right. So it seems like, you know, he just kind of decides on a case by case basis whether this merits it. Russia, who the administration has, I think, routinely been tough on, despite sort of how the president's been framed up personally. This seems like the latest in a long string of U.S. punishments in the direction of Russia, and the president is enforcing it. All I'm saying is I kind of feel like the press's coverage of President Trump has been mostly unfair when it comes to him being tough on Russia. He maintained Barack Obama's sanctions. He didn't repeal them. And ultimately now he's actually doing the biggest persona non grata designation we've seen in a long time.
Definitely. This is a big move, and I agree. Like, when you look at some of the actions he's taken several tough steps against Russia, and many that his predecessor Barack Obama didn't. But at the same time, it's interesting to see the way that he's going about it. The president, and from what our sources inside the White House have told us, he really believes that the best way to repair relationships with Russia is by building a warm personal relationship with Vladimir Putin. He believes that it's great to be nice personally so you can get things done, that he needs Russia to help moving forward in a lot of foreign policy areas, whether it's with Syria,
right,
or other issues abroad that we're seeing, especially in the Middle East. But that's why we're seeing him be tough administratively, like I was saying, through legislation, rather than trying to make the U.S. look like this opponent of Russia itself.
And what is the response so far from the chattering classes, especially from the Democrats? Are they behind this? Do they think this was a good thing to do?
I'm sorry, I missed you. You went out a little bit at the end. Could you repeat that, please?
The Democrats, what is the response from them from this expulsion?
From this move? Well, I think the Democrats, from what we're seeing, are definitely, I mean, it's funny, you see there hasn't been a massive response to this that we've been seeing, which means, and from what we have seen, that they are behind this decision, pretty unanimously behind this decision. They think that this was a measure worth taking. Of course, they'll throw in some criticism saying that this is a measure that should have been taken sooner, that maybe the president had waited too long since the attack had happened a couple weeks ago. But I think that all in all, they're happy that such a move was taken, especially in the sense that it was a coordinated effort along with several European Union countries and Canada and other places that are taking similar action.
Elena, you know, Axios has been good on this for a while in terms of just chatting with various people inside the White House for real, like actually having some sources here. And oftentimes you glean information. We've heard the president over the last week or so reference that he's not quite where he wants to be yet with the people around him. What other shakeups are you hearing might be coming?
Right. Well, I think something really interesting was what we saw on Sunday. Chris Ruddy, he's CEO of Newsmax Media and also a buddy of President Trump's from Mar-a-Lago. He said on ABC's This Week on Sunday that the president told him he's expecting to make one or two more changes to his government very soon. He also said that other sources, not exactly the president, had told him that the VA Secretary David Shulkin is likely to depart soon. Some of our sources within the White House involved in these conversations have told Axios that the president hasn't made any final decisions on what he's going to do with Secretary Shulkin, but we can report that he has lost confidence in the secretary and is strongly inclined towards replacing him, but there's no final decision there yet. So like several other areas with this president, you know, one day the president and the White House might be feeling one way, and then the next they might decide to keep him and see how he's doing. So it's not clear at all whether he's in or out.
That's
but
right.
He's definitely not in.
Well, if we've learned anything about the president's decision-making is sometimes he actually makes a decision and then will either change his mind or wait to do it just to make the media look dumb, too. There's a little bit of that
exactly.
going on.
No, that's exactly how it is. So I've been asked about this before, you know, when a specific timing we should expect him to get on. I'm like, honestly, I can't offer one because it's always unpredictable in this White House.
Elena Treen, Axios, thank you very much, as always, for joining us on Mornings on the Mall. Appreciate that.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
A24 and WMAL.